Okay, one point then is the most important. Listen to this carefully. Seeing beyond form and understanding Nibbana. To develop basic wisdom, one must have the ability to see form as they are. Means the first level of seeing, mundane seeing. And the unreality of form via its condition arising phenomena is impermanent, suffering and non-self or empty nature, leading to your ability to see beyond form. So the second part is very important. You have to see the unreality of form. Why is it not real? Why is it impermanent, not a permanent and changing entity? Like the Buddha said, they are dependent, originating, condition arising. That's why I see that. See its condition arising phenomena clearly with the silent mind in the midst of daily mindfulness, in your formal meditation. See them. Then see how it relates to impermanent, because they are condition arising, causal phenomena in a state of flux. Never remain the same. So how can it be permanent? That's why the book of change, the only reality in this conditioned world is change. That is the only truth. Everything changes in a state of flux. And you understand change, you understand many things. You can develop a lot of wisdom. So this aspect of condition arising phenomena, because condition arising is dependent originating. That's why I call it causal phenomena. Condition arising, causal phenomena, dependent originating phenomena. Then, because it's condition arising, causal phenomena, dependent origin, it's impermanent. And when you see impermanent, you will see suffering, like I explained just now, that they follow nature's law. Unless you accord and flow with wisdom, you will suffer. When you want things your way, you will suffer. Then, the other aspect is, after you see impermanent and the suffering state, you will also understand nonsense, because it's not a permanent, unchanging entity. And because it's dependent originating, constantly in a state of flux, that's why it come and go, appear, disappear. And there's no reality. The only reality is the present moment. How stable is it? Split second is there and gone. So what is life? There is no reality. He no you, he no me. Only mighty nature rolling by. Everything just arise and pass away. Not what you think. So because of that, you will see the empty nature exists and no reality. Like I used to explain, since birth until now, you can never deny you have lived those phases of life. But I ask you one question now, this present moment. Is it real? All of them happened before, but you can only recall through memory. 往事只能回味. There is no reality. It's dead and gone. Every moment, split second, dead and gone. See it. And that is the only reality. So how real can life be when the highest in life, the present moment, is so transient? Split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. See it. Understand it. When you see in the meditation, you understand very fast. But when you contemplate and reflect deep, you can also understand. Then you can see in the real meditation. Then when you have the ability to see it and develop the stability of understanding, your wisdom will be very stable. You become very different. Then the third turning wisdom, you can awaken very fast. Okay, I read on. Inability to see beyond form will result in form delusion. This is very obvious. Because one will grasp at the external form via one's own self-delusion caused by identification with the external form, thinking that they are also real as form divine. So once we identify via identification with form, let us say with the external form, which is the physical body, then one will create the attachment to this body via delusion, hence worrying about it getting old, getting sick, and die. It can also create duality of male and female gender, race identification, young and old, and age identification, etc., leading to all the unnecessary fear, worry, anxiety, possibility of conflict and argument caused by external form, identification, and division. So see clearly how thought divide based on self-delusion, where we identify with form. That's why delusion will trap you. Form delusion will trap you within the field of form. Then later on, thought delusion will trap you within the field of thought. So you have to see beyond form and see beyond thought. Unless you can see form, see the unreality of form through the three universal characteristics, then only you can see beyond form. And when you can see beyond form, all these things will fail to have any power over you. The whole of the phenomenal world of form will collapse in front of you because you like suddenly wake up. That's why that Surangama, very beautiful verse, perception of form is consciousness, whereas its non-perception is wisdom. Very beautiful, very powerful. Okay, then we read on. We have gone through this anatana. Unless you have the ability to see beyond form, chances are you will not be able to see mind, because mind is much more subtle and more intangible than the solid external form. And unless you can see mind, the mundane mind, as it is, we are the silent mind. See, again, the silent mind is the deep. True wisdom cannot arise, for Nibbana is a cessation of my mind. So it is very important for you to stabilize your silent mind, your true mind, and develop the ability to see, not with the flesh eye, with the awareness, to understand everything that arises and passes away, that unfolds. See clearly the mundane creation, the content of consciousness that the mundane mind creates. You input the content of consciousness, it becomes a thought. So when you understand the content of consciousness, you will know what that thought is, whether it's kusala or akusala, whether the evil roots are there. Then why it conditions you to move that way, how your mind still react, develop all the fear, worry, anxiety, selfishness, emotional negativity, everything. You will understand, because you saw them. Then when you saw them, you can trace their origination factor. Then you will trace back to your memory, your conditioning, your views, your opinion, and all of your traditional belief, or what they call belief systems and all those things. So all this, you will start to develop the understanding through the silent mind's ability to be aware of all this movement, activity. That's how you develop the understanding. And when you understand, you can straighten your mind, and you can actually develop the ability to free your mind, to liberate, to awaken. Then the cessation of form and mind, which is Nibbana, can arise. The Mahayana call it Pu Sen Pu Mie, means you go into complete cessation. And it's not stillness alone, no. The tranquility and stillness with the pure awareness is still not Nibbana. When Nibbana arises, everything ceases. Even the pure awareness also ceases. No mind ever completely ceases. The brain also no more movement, no more activity, but you are not dead. Then heartbeat stop, everything stop, but you are not dead. Then there is a pure energy, which is very different, very beautiful. You will understand when you have the condition to develop it. So learn to see form, the unreality of form, then learn to see beyond form, leading to your ability to see the mundane mind clearly. You cannot see beyond form, you cannot see the mundane mind. This can then lead to the realization of impermanence and empty nature of the mundane mind or thinking mind, leading to your ability to see beyond the mundane mind. Yeah, the silent mind to realize one's true nature, which is beyond thought and beyond mind. At the mundane mind level, one can still cling on to one's views and opinion and religious label, etc. Hence the division again. At the mind level, leading to all the conflict and argument caused by one's self-delusion, as before. So when you see beyond the physical form, you see mind. Our mind has a lot of similarity, but it still has difference in it, even though the form identification no more, like gender, race, color, male, female, everything no more. But you have your views, your opinion, your belief system, your conditioning, your fear, everything that you hold on within your memory, within your content of consciousness, the whole bundle of memory, religious labor and all that. So all this still make you different. That's why as a Christian, you will be having different belief system and you will have viewpoint from the Christian point of view. Then you can still argue with the other religion. That's why you must have an open mind. You must have wisdom to see things as they are. So you have to not only see beyond form, you have to see beyond mind. After you see beyond mind, what happened? Okay, I read notes. Word divides via form and thought identification due to satiety and ignorance. Hence, only if one can see things as they are, that is via the direct seeing without words, concept and labeling, etc. Only then there is no more form and thought delusion to condition one's grasping and clinging, leading to all the suffering. That is, if you cannot see form and the unreality of form, then you will not be able to see beyond form. And everything you come to perceive via your mundane mind, which is consciousness only, will be like so real to you and so meaningful to you, hence a self-delusion or sakayadity. Also, Dhammapada verses 1 and 2 said, mind is a foreigner of all things, and mind is chief. And everything arises from the mind. One must be wary of mind. So this one is to let you understand. Yeah? So if you cannot see beyond form, you cannot see mind. If you cannot see mind, you cannot develop the wisdom to see beyond mind. If you cannot see beyond mind, you cannot realize your nature. You cannot realize the enlightenment. That's why you have to see the unreality of form, the unreality of mind, so that you can see beyond form, beyond mind. Then develop the wisdom to awaken, to realize Nibbana. It can be a glimpse initially, and later on you go into the complete cessation to understand deeper. Yeah. Then you go the Bodhisattva way, you can detect the gateway to your nature. And then you develop the higher training, the path of the Bodhisattva, cultivation with the fourth support, trust. And you develop meditation through the silent mind by locating your gateway. Then develop that meditative training through trust. No more using thought, nothing. Just that nature develop the meditation on its own. All this you will do later. For the sainthood way, you don't need to go to that level or extent.